This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. The New Hampshire Senate voted along party lines last week to pass the $11.3 billion two-year state budget. Democrats tried repeatedly to restore funding for mental health, winter maintenance, and the Renewable Energy Fund. Those efforts failed. Efforts to restore funding to substance abuse treatment, elderly care, and developmental services were more successful, though funding levels for those did not reach what Governor Maggie Hassan had proposed. Senator Lou D'Alessandro of Manchester has been a vocal critic of the budget as passed last week, and he joins me now to talk about the work that remains to be done. Senator, thank you for joining me.
Always a pleasure to be with you and to talk about the most important piece of legislation that we work on in the biennium, and that's the budget.
It's been described as a very partisan process this year. Compared to past years, you've been in the legislature for a long time. How does it compare? Is it more partisan, less partisan?
Well, I think it's a very partisan situation, and I think you can just look at the structure of the House of Representatives when you really have almost four entities there. You have the Democrats, you have the Sean Jasper Republicans, you have the regular Republicans, and you have the Bill O'Brien Republicans. So you've got a quartet over there. And it's manifested itself in how this budget was prepared. In the Senate, we're 14 to 10 Republicans, Democrats, and the budget passed 14 to 10. I think every amendment that we offered failed 14 to 10. So there's an indication that it was a fairly partisan situation.
Is it always such?
Well, you know, it's not always such. The legislature is unique in this context. It has a really significant turnover on a biennial basis. So you get over in the House, you could have to 100 and 150 new members all the time. Now, in the Senate, I started in the Senate in 1999. There's not one senator left from the day I started. So you can see there's a turnover. I think that's the modus operandi of politics in New Hampshire and maybe around the country. A lot of turnover, a lot of people coming and going. You're losing a lot of legislative history. And as a result of that, you have to depend on staff. To your initial question, is this as partisan as it's ever been? Well, it's been partisan in the past, but I think it's more partisan this year because of the items that I've stated to you.
What about this budget do you really like? What are you really happy about?
Well, I really like the fact that the Senate restored things that the House eliminated, put a dollar in for ServiceLink, cut Meals on Wheels, cut homeless shelters, did a variety of other things that, in my opinion, were unconscionable. The Senate restored some of those things. That's a plus. Did they go far enough? No, not at all. I think there were many more things they had to do, and I think the most egregious situation is both the House and the Senate failed to address the pay raise for state employees, which was a negotiated settlement. Governor had it in her budget. It's the cornerstone of what I would call the process of collective bargaining. And if you come to an agreement, if you settle on an agreement, you got to honor that agreement. And that's something that we have done in the past, and that really bothers me at this point. Other situations, they're troublesome. There's no question about that. But not honoring a collective bargaining agreement is most troubling.
And from what I've read, it seems like some Republicans are saying if it had been brought up, they would have dealt with it. But they're saying it wasn't brought up, and you take issue with that.
Yes, I do. I brought it up. I did bring it up. And, you know, I chaired finance in the Senate for a couple of cycles, so I ran the budget. I ran the budget process for the Senate. I brought it up twice, and it wasn't discussed. The chairman of the Finance Committee issued a press release on it in February. So indeed, it was on the table. It was something that should have been discussed.
Is there anything else about this budget as it stands now that you are really unhappy with that you need to see changed?
Well, as I said on the floor, again, there are $52 million worth of requests from Health and Human Services that we ignored. We should have addressed some of those items. And let me just point out one because I think this is very important. This budget calls for the reduction of $1 million a year in satellite offices for Health and Human Services. They have to consolidate them. Let's address it in this context. How many employees are going to be let go if you close satellite offices? That's number one. Number two, how are services going to be rendered to the people who use those satellite offices in the past? That's significant.
But the Democrats did get some of what they wanted back into the Senate version after the House made those cuts.
Yes.
So would you characterize the budget as it is now as maybe it's not everything for everybody, but is it a fair compromise?
Well, I don't think there was any compromise yet. It's better, if that's what you're alluding to. Yes, it's better, but the compromises are going to come in the Committee of Conference. Let's see what happens there. But as this started off, if you fund ServiceLink for $1, it's not acceptable. I mean, you can't run it with $1. Mm-hmm. If you reduce homeless shelters, cut them in half and almost eliminate them, restoring them is just... That makes sense. Meals on Wheels. If you reduce Meals on Wheels and cut them in half and you restore it, you're just getting back to ground zero where we were before. So I'm happy with those restorations by the Senate. But think of the fact that the House passed a budget with those things out of it. So you're going to go to a Committee of Conference where the House's position is $100 million less in spending than the Senate brought over. Think about that. And if their position is eliminate this, eliminate this, eliminate this, and eliminate that, and you restore it, what are you going to do, go halfway? I think that's the problem.
Senator D'Alessandro, thank you very much.
It's my honor and pleasure to be here with you. Welcome to New Hampshire.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.